A sharp winter wind blows through the streets of the Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York. It's late afternoon and the sun hovers over the horizon, casting a cool light onto the tall red brick tenement buildings. Darkness is encroaching. This is a vibrant but poor working class Jewish community, normally filled with the hollering and banter of pushcart vendors. But it's February the 5th, 1944. A Saturday, the Sabbath. The Yiddish theatres and kosher markets are closed, the streets empty, except for Klaus Fuchs. He is standing outside the Henry Street Settlement House, a hub for the city's immigrant poor, providing shelter and support. He's wearing tweeds, carrying a book in one hand and a green tennis ball in the other. As he waits, he sees across a fenced building site a short, full-faced man in glasses walking towards him. He's wearing a dark suit and an overcoat. He's also wearing gloves, but oddly, carrying a second pair. The man crosses the street and approaches Fuchs.
Excuse me, what's the way to Chinatown?
Fuchs replies, I think Chinatown closes at 5 o'clock. Klaus Fuchs has been in America for just over a month, but he's now made contact with his new handler, Harry Gold, the Soviet Union's Agent Goose. From the BBC World Service, I'm Rosa Ellis, and this is Season 2 of The Bomb. Episode 5, An Irreversible Reaction.